Yeah. I just got off the phone with Big Unk. He texts 6 a.m. in the morning. Say, gotta hit me as soon as you get up. Waking baby well, with a gangster.
I guess this is what y'all been waiting for.
It's gonna be a whole lot of that
welcome
shit this year, nigga.
To the Waking Baby Show with Big Unk.
Yeah. G's up, home down. Yeah. I'm a boss. I ain't got time for no bullshit. You waste the mind, you catch that eye.
What's going on, everybody? You already know what time it is, man. It's your motherfucking man, Big Unk, man. Back at y'all with another episode of the Wicked Bait Show, man. Episode 6, man. Here we are. Damn near through, all the way, almost through with the season, man. 4 more episodes to go. You know, we're going to have some, you know, I'm going to have some guests that's going to be stopping through, man, you know, and chopping it up with Unk, man, you know, before the season out, man. But today, man, it's just me. Uno. Is it Uno? You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm saying it right. My wife shaking her head like, yeah, I'm right. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to learn my Spanish, people. I'm trying to learn my Spanish. But anyway, man, like I said, this is episode 6, man. And today, man, I want to just get right into this thing because this morning I woke up, man, and this song was on the radio. It's a gospel song. I can't remember who it's by, but some of y'all may know who I'm talking about or who the song by. If you do, DM me, man, and let me know so I can, you know, go download it. But, I remember I heard it before, though. In the song, it goes something like, you know, you saw the best in me when everyone else around me wanted to see the worst in me. Oh, man. Hey, you know, Unk got a little vocals. At least I think I can say, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's how the chorus went, man. It was like, you saw the best in me. You saw the best in me when everyone else around me wanna see the worst in me. Man, I damn near want to keep singing. I don't even want, man, I might stop doing podcasts and just go to goddamn singing. Shit. But anyway, man, yeah, it went like that. And you know, first thing I would have said, man, it's like, yeah, he saw the best in me because he put the best in me, man. You know what I'm saying? When people around you see the worst, man, God already know what's in you, man, because he put it there, man. See, the problem is, like I tell y'all all the time, y'all don't believe it. Y'all don't believe it, man, but I do. I do. Like I told y'all, man, that's really what my podcast shit is just be about, man. It's just about belief. I just tell you about how you have to deal with it in different ways, man, throughout your motherfucking life. But today, man, I got something that I want to talk about, yo. Because like I said, after I heard the song, man, it got me to thinking, yo. You know, and that's the reason I am the way I am, you know, about who I am as a person, man. And the belief I have in myself as a person, man. Because, you know, I used to say this back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Until I start to realize it ain't really like that. And, you know, I hear people say, you know, oh, you know, the people around you, you know what I'm saying? Why people, you know, they don't believe in you and this and this and that, or they don't support you. But I come to realize that it ain't that, man. It ain't that people don't, you know, some people believe in you and some people gonna support you. Now, everybody that don't believe in you ain't gonna support you. And people who don't even know you at all gonna support you the most. And I know you get that conflicted because you be trying to figure out, man, how the hell can I be knowing this person damn near all my life and I never even met this person and they support me more than this person do? Because let me tell you something, man. When people don't believe in you, they don't fuck with you, man. Look, when people don't believe in you, man, they don't fuck with you or nothing you got going on, man. Now, I ain't saying they ain't gonna totally, like they totally cut you off. Yeah, they deal with you. You know, they be around you, man. But like anything you got going on or anything you trying to do, man, they ain't gonna support it because they don't believe in you. And the reason it's easier to support somebody you don't believe in, because ain't no conflict in the two. So that's why it's easy for somebody way across the country, man, to buy some of your merchandise or come to some of your shows, and then it be people that be in your own lives don't even be there. Because when you look back at it, they wasn't really there from the fucking beginning. Because just because people support you don't mean they believe in you. And just because people believe in you don't mean they're going to support you. So that's why I cover all the bases. Let me get to that right there. That's why I cover all the bases, man. I believe in myself because I don't need nobody to believe in me. And I support myself, man, because I don't want nobody to support me. You know what I'm saying? Not in a way that I got to feel bad and goddamn, you know what I'm saying, feel like the shit that I'm doing ain't good enough. Man, I don't want that kind of support, man. I want the support that come freely. Now, far as belief, I don't even give a fuck, man. Because my wife will tell you, I believe so much in myself, man. It do make sense. But to somebody who don't believe like that, it don't make no sense. It look like I'm conceited or I'm goddamn just too overconfident. I'm like, how can you, how can you be too overconfident? You can't be confident enough in this motherfucking world. With all these people out here hating, and shit, what y'all call hating, and got them not wanting to see you do shit, like that really got something to do with why you ain't got your shit together. But anyway, that's how people be thinking. But like I said, I don't think like that, man. Because like I tell y'all, man, if I don't succeed in life, it's going to be my fault, man. Because I'm going to do something or everything that's not going to allow me to succeed. That's it. I ain't got time to be blaming shit on this, that, and all the other shit, man. Because a lot of times I can't change this and that, but I could change me. I could change the shit that I'm doing. I could change the shit in the way that I'm behaving. But I can't change the way another motherfucker behaving, man. If that's who they are, then that's just who they are. So if a motherfucker don't believe in you, they just ain't gonna believe in you. So what you gonna do about it? And even if a motherfucker do believe in you, and you won't believe in yourself, what you gonna do about it? Nothing. Because you're going to be sitting around waiting for them to do everything for you. And even if they do it, it still ain't going to be enough. So that's why I tell y'all, man, you know, this is how I rock, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that don't mean goddamn that I don't have feelings and shit like that. Yeah, I do. But I know where to put them motherfuckers, man. And when it come to moving forward in my life, man, those kind of feelings ain't got no place in my life. That's all I'm saying. And neither do people who don't believe in me. That's it. Because I don't give a damn if you don't support me, man. Because I know you got shit going on in your own motherfucking life that you need to be taking care of instead of me. So I ain't got no problem with that, man. But if you're going to be around me, man, you going to have to believe in me. Because what the fuck you around me for? Oh, see, like I tell y'all all the time. See, I know what they be around you for. They be waiting for the shit that they don't believe in, just in case it take off. Just in case this nigga be right, I'm going to be somewhere close by that I can reap the benefits from what he doing. But oh no, no, not me. Because I pay attention. I'll let you get all the way to the finish line with me and then tell you, no, you can't have none of this water. Because I saw when you were drinking the water and throwing it down and got them sitting back talking to people and saying, oh, he ain't going to finish this race. But I know that. But see, like I said all the time, and I said right now today, man, that shit ain't got nothing to do with where I'm going to be at in my life, man. And it damn sure ain't going to have nothing to do when I fail. It ain't. I don't care what's going on in this fucking world. If I fail, it's going to be because, like I said last week, man, I stopped doing the right thing. Because no matter what's going wrong in this world, as long as I'm doing the right thing, man, the right thing is going to happen for me. Now, I ain't going to say it's going to happen for everybody else that's out there in that world because that ain't how it works. But if I'm doing the right thing in my life every day, man, can't nothing but the right thing happen for me, man. Can't nothing but the right thing happen for me. How can something, look, I ain't saying shit can't nothing happen bad to me because it's just some shit that's out of my control, people. That's all I'm saying. And I'm aware of that. But even if something bad happened to me, the fact that I'm doing good, it don't affect me like it don't going to affect somebody else. It ain't. If I'm doing the right thing and somebody else doing the wrong thing and something bad happened, I'm going to be good. They ain't. Because I watched Judge Judy's show one time, man, and this got me to thinking, bro. Judge Judy told this guy one time, man, when you come into my courtroom, you got to come in here with clean hands. Meaning when you trying to sue somebody, your hands got to be all the way clean. You can't have no dirt on that motherfucker. Because if you do, you ain't going to win. And that's how it is in life, man. If something bad happening and you do the right thing, you ain't going to get blamed for the bad shit that's happening. But if something bad happening and you join in, shit, you might as well start it out with these motherfuckers. Because the end going to be all the same for y'all. Poo, boy, I'm telling y'all, man, it's the Wake and Bake Show. Y'all don't understand how I just be sitting here doing this shit. I'm telling you. Because sometimes I don't. But then again, I do. Because I know that God done gave me everything I need to do everything that I'm doing right now. And can I say it? And I'm doing it fresh as a motherfucker, too. If y'all, I know y'all checked out this shit. You know what I'm saying? This last year shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that's the kind of belief I'm talking about. Man, I ain't waiting on nobody to tell me I look good. Look, if they tell me I look good, you know what I'm going to say? Thank you. That's all. Because I know it. She got me fucked up. Think I'm out here, man. I'm telling you, man. I ain't losing in public. I ain't saying I don't take no losses. I just ain't taking no loss in public. I ain't with that shit. Because I know a motherfucker waiting to see me got them fall off or got to have some bad times. And everybody have bad times every now and then. But I ain't finna let a motherfucker hater see it. Shit, you crazy? Man, I'ma always be where I need to be in my life, man. On time. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Because that's belief, bro. That's all I'm telling you. That's just belief, man. In order to get through this shit that you're going through, man, that you're going to have to go through, man, you're going to have to believe in your motherfucking self. Not no motherfucker. I ain't saying you can't believe in other people, because that's a good thing to do, man, to have people you can look up to. But I'm going to tell you something. Remember, they people when they ain't doing the shit that you like them to be doing. What I'm trying to say is that, man, everybody can't be what they doing all the time. So what you need to be doing is being who you need to be all the motherfucking time. That work out better. Man, I'm telling y'all, I know y'all just be like, God damn, I'm be goddamn dropping this motherfucking sauce. I think that what them young niggas be saying, that salt, no sauce is what I'm dripping. Haha, y'all ain't think I do all that, huh? I'm telling y'all, man, I love this shit, bro. I love this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, man, I love this shit so much, man. I'm doing this shit, bro. When I first started this shit out, man, I hear people be like, man, I started doing something, man, and this shit took me some way. I was talking to my cousin. He was talking about how Jeff Bezos started out doing selling books in a motherfucking garage, and now this nigga just motherfucker brought MGM Studio. But that's what happened when your passion take you where you want to go. Man, I'm telling you, man. Man, you find your passion, you might end up somewhere you ain't never thought you were going to be at. Tell you, man. Because your passion make you fall in love with shit, man. And like I tell people all the time, man, if you love something, you going to try to find out and learn as much as you can about that shit, man. You can't love nothing and just be happy with having it. Now, you can, man, but that shit ain't no good. That's just like me and my wife. I love my wife, man, so I learned everything I needed to know about my motherfucking wife. So that way, I ain't doing nothing wrong. I'm telling you, man, just like with this podcast shit, I started out just talking to some cats, man. That's all I was doing, talking to people. They were like, man, woo, this, this, and that. Then me and the cat did a podcast. He, you know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, here I am. Well, anyway, the next thing you know, man, because like I said, man, this shit been like a 3-4 year journey. But within that journey, man, shit, I done wrote books. I done motherfucking hosted motherfucking albums that you can go on YouTube, Tidal, all that shit, man. I got material out here in this world that's going to live, people. I'm inspiring people, man. And that's what God wanted from us, man. God wants us to inspire people to be better, man. All that other shit you doing with your spare time, man, that's on you, man. That's on you. But what you really need to be down here doing, man, is getting your shit together so you can inspire somebody else to get their shit together. Because I hear people say all the time, man, hey, somebody's watching you. Y'all might not know that. That's an old one, Rockwell. Go and look it up. Michael Jackson's son, The Hook. Ooh, y'all didn't know that. Quincy Jones' son. Somebody's watching you. Better check your attitude. Oh, that's how I went. I'm telling you. Oh, shit, I might have to name this Musical Chairs or something. Episode 6. But either way, man, I'm just saying, bro. That's what this shit about, man. Belief, man. And remember, like I said, man, people that believe in you may not can't support you, man. Because they got shit going on. And people that support you may not even believe in you, man. They may just like the shit that you doing. You know what I'm saying? But don't be out here, man, you know, ruining friendships, man, because a motherfucker may not be able to be somewhere all the time when you go. Man, this shit for you, man. This podcast, this shit for me. I do this shit for me. Man, look here, man. I don't give a fuck if don't but one person listen to this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? You, of course, I want millions of people to listen to it. But I don't do it for that, man. I ain't doing this shit to be famous. I'm doing this shit to be successful. And the minute I started doing this shit was the moment I became successful. So how can you stop me? Man, I'm trying to tell you, if I knew a song that went with that, I would start singing it too. But I don't. Not right now. But anyway, man, like I said, man, you know, this episode 6, man, we got 7, 8, 9, and 10, man. You know? And like I said, man, I thank y'all, man. I thank each and every one of y'all, man, that come and check out my videos and, you know, comment or whatever, man. Or just take some information, man, and walk off from this shit, man, feeling better about your motherfucking life. Because like I tell y'all, man, and I'm going to tell you before I motherfucking go, I can't change a motherfucking life. It's hard enough changing my life, man. I've been trying to do that for 50 motherfucking years. Well, I ain't 50. I'm 49. I'll be 50 in September. And, man, we're going to celebrate that shit. So if you somewhere near, hey, I'm going to put it out there. But what I'm trying to say is, man, I'm telling you, man, is you tripping? Man, don't waste your life like this, man. Because I'm telling you, man, everything you need and everything you want is right there inside of you. Even though you're praying for it, man, God waiting on you to use it. He know he gave it to you. You know what I'm saying? You just got to believe it, man. You got to believe it. Yeah, I don't know how much faith you got, but how much belief do you really got? You know what I'm saying? Trust me. I ain't saying ain't none of the shit that you feeling and think it ain't going on. But I'm trying to tell you, it ain't gonna stop until you do something about it. If you don't tie your shoes, you're gonna trip over them shoe strings. Oh, I'm trying to tell y'all. But look, man, I'm about to go, man. Because like I said, you know, I got a life to live too, man. I can't sit here and keep doing this shit all day long, man. I need to go out here and goddamn figure out what I'm gonna do and eat. Well, I know what I'm gonna do. I just need to figure out the best way of doing it. It's called putting a plan together. When you got a mission, you need a plan. And when you got a plan, you got to follow through with it. So look, people, I'm about to get out this motherfucker. I ain't mean to scare y'all like that, man. I just jumped out that motherfucker. But look, man, I'm about to get out of here straight up. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get out of here. Thank y'all for joining me today. You know what I'm saying? It's always a wonderful thing, a beautiful chance, you know what I'm saying, to be able to sit down and inspire people, man, or just talk shit and smoke weed with you. Shit. But anyway, how we do it, man. Thank y'all. I enjoyed y'all. I hope y'all enjoy me. So till next time, man. Peace.
I'm a boss. I ain't got time for no bullshit. You waste the mind, you catch that eye.